4 ULP monitoring.
USST.
USST. I am Alexander and I just got my license yesterday and I am working on making contacts.
Glad to meet you and congratulations on getting your license. My name is Ronnie. I'm located in Etowah. And if you can put your radio on scan, you'll probably get somebody off of Mount Mitchell. Mount Mitchell's got snow on it, so how well it's going to work today, I don't know. But there's not a lot of activity on 2 meters. Every so often, one repeater will work much better than the other. But I would suggest leaving it on scan, and when you hear some activity, jump in. Or go from repeater to repeater, whichever one works for you, and give a call.
If I could hit Mount Mitchell, I'm on a handheld, so I don't know if I'll be strong enough to hit it.
To find out what repeaters you can hit is walk around the house and keep keying it on the different repeaters. And if you find one works in the front room, one works in the kitchen, well, that's where you work them from. Maybe later on you can get a better antenna. Or if you know anyone in the clubs, they can tell you how to make a J-pole antenna out of a 300 ohm. What years ago the televisions used to use a 300 ohm ribbon for the antenna instead of coax. If you're involved with any of the clubs, I can tell you how to make a J-pole antenna that you can hang up in the house, and it operates almost as well as an antenna outside the house.
That goes outside the house in a stronger radio. I just haven't took the time, I just got my license, so I haven't really figured out how to work it yet, and I'm going to plan to call a friend over who's also a ham radio operator to help me put it on the roof, because I don't trust myself to do that yet.
It's not the best place to go. You're young, you can fall off and get hurt, but it's still not a good place to go. If you have to do something on a roof, do it with some experienced people, not your friend. You sound like you're very young, like you're going to school. So when you're young and you're going to school, you can do anything. Nothing can happen to you. Don't believe that. When you get ready to do something with the antenna, see if you can get somebody that's more experienced, knows a little bit more what they're doing, and then do it. But in the meantime, till you can get to put an antenna up, ask anyone if they know how to make a J-pole out of 300 ohm. It's real very simple. And you can just take thumbtacks or adhesive, cellophane tape or anything, and just hang it up, and it works very well.
The experience, he has his extra class license, so I'm pretty sure he would be able to help me a good bit.
Okay, well again, congratulations, and try repeaters in the different rooms. One of the things that's always said about amateur radio operation is location, location, location. You're up on a hill, you're down in the valley, it works here, it don't work there. But just try it around, walking around the house, and you might find that, some place in the house works better than another place in the house. You were better where you were before. This got scratchy.
We'll try the kitchen. That'll be better. A little less scratchy now?
Yes, it's a little clearer, and you've gone up one number. You're a little bit stronger. Let me go to, do you have Mount Mitchell on that HD?
I have Mount Mitchell on here. My friend programmed it, so I don't know what repeaters are on the memory channel. Give me the frequency, maybe I can tape it in and try.
Go and see what it is. My set has the names of the repeaters. repeater, so I'm not sure. Let's hope the wave, I may have something here. Mount Mitchell is 145.19, 146.76. I think 147.76 is an active repeater. And there's another one you might be able to get. Well, if you can write these down, on Bear Waller Mountain is 146.64, and there's another one, 147.105. That's Asheville. That's on Bear Waller Mountain. That's in Asheville. So, just I would suggest just putting it on scan, because today I've been in here for about an hour, and you're the first person I've heard on here. So, put it on scan, and if you hear somebody. Mark, you can get that repeater, whichever one it was, and then you'll have a list of repeaters you can work on.
This area seems to be a fairly active repeater, because I've listened for months on this repeater before I've gotten my license, and you can normally get a good bit of people on here.
Yeah, well, I have this. I'm retired, and I lived on scan most of the time. And years ago, long before you were born, 2 meters was real active, and there was people on all of the repeaters. But over the years, with more cell phones, more computer activity, there is not as much activity on 2 meters. Years ago, you would see a lot of cars with 2 meter antennas on them, or 6 meter antennas on them, but you don't see those anymore because there's just too many other things to communicate with. But this is still a fun thing. In years to come, you'll get to meet some people you never thought you would get to meet. You talk to them on the air, and they'll tell you that, I worked in aeronautics, you know. I was an astronaut, or, you know, I worked on something else, and you'll find some very, very interesting people on here. You'll really enjoy this hobby.
The few hours that I've actually been able to talk tonight on my call center, I've really enjoyed it, and I say I listened for months before I actually finally got my license, and I really enjoy what I've been hearing and the little short experience that I've had.
When you're on, when you first come on, you identify yourself. Then about every 2 minutes, you just give your call out. You know, this is you're going to go back to the next person. You say, this is XYZ, and you go back. But you don't have to give your call on each transmission. I think it's 2 minutes. I did it for years. I don't even know what it is anymore. But initially, you give your call, you make a contact, and you talk for a little while, and you give your call again, and the other person gives their call. So that whoever happens to be on that frequency knows who it is, and they might even know who you are and call you back.
Every 10 minutes on the test session, it said every 10 minutes you need to give your call, so I don't have a clock, so I haven't been timing it, so I don't know how long we've been on, but anyway, this is K04ULP.
Okay, this is K2SSC. It's not critical. It's just to identify yourself so that they know that the person that's on using the radio does have a license. So it doesn't have to be exactly 10 minutes. You talk. So, oh, that sounds like 10 minutes. You give me a call.
There's been, you know, I haven't been able to memorize anybody's call sign, so except for my friend who's extra class, I only really know his. I'm just trying to memorize mine, so it's been a, you know, I can't really identify people
together. Any calls to memorize? I've contacted thousands of people over the years. The age here is 85, and I've had my license. 1956. So I've contacted a lot of people. You can't remember them. You get a sheet of paper until you get the logbook, and then when you get a logbook, you can put the calls in a logbook. You can also log on the computer. There's a couple different programs on the computer where you can log in that way. But as far as trying to remember calls, it's very difficult because you just talk to so many people. And once you get into a group, if you get into a group, it's like being in school. You know this one, you know that, you know Mary, you know John, you know Susie, you know different people. But when you're on the air in a group, you'll know those. But you contact a foreign station or something, you have to look it up because you just may not remember who it is. You remember, I contacted the station in this country once you get on HF. I've contacted the station in this country. I think it was so-and-so. But you get a logbook or you get a piece of paper, write down the call, the proceed. The regular, let me just drop a second.
A logbook.
So I haven't written anything yet, but it's your readability, and the next number is strength, and then who you talk to, what state they were in, and the frequency, so you have a reference. Well, I just started to do some work on my computer, so I have to get back to that. Again, congratulations on getting your license, and perhaps I'll talk to you again. This is K2SST.
Thank you for talking to me. This is 73. This is K04ULP, and I'm clear.
K2RCL, K04ULP. You still there, Alexander?
4ULP, yes. I am still here, Russell.
Bud, it's good to hear you on the air, man. I'm just going to be in the car for just a second here, and I got to jump out, but I heard you in here talking, and I wanted to say congratulations personally over there. 73, we are all proud of you for passing your test, and congratulations on your new call sign.
Yeah, thank you, and if you ever get any time, just let me know so we can set up the Anytime's antenna up on the roof, because, you know, I just say I don't trust myself to do that alone. You know, I need somebody more experienced to help me with that.
If I can't work some time into the schedule and come up, and we'll get that took care of for you. That way you can get set up with your base.
Thank you. And are you still planning to come this afternoon or not?
This is my goal. I'm running a little bit behind with the job I done this morning, and I got to go finish up another right quick, and I will be in touch.
Well, that sounds good. So maybe I don't know how much time you have, but maybe we could set it up today, if you have the time.
Do my best to get up there today so we can get you up and rocking and rolling now that you got your call sign. But I'm going to have to jump out of here right quick. I've got to get out of the car. But again, like I said, I wanted to jump on here and say it's good to hear you on the air, 73s, and congratulations again. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear on your final.
So, and I hope to see you this afternoon, 73. This is K04 ULP, clear.
Alexander, one thing I forgot to mention. You just passed your test. The general test is half of the questions on your first test. So go right, start studying for the next test. Don't spend a lot of time on 2 meters and get locked into 2 meters. Get your general so that you can work HF.
It said I can work HF on 10 meters only, but, you know, I'm thinking about getting my general maybe shortly, just myself a month break, and then maybe start training for my general.
Yeah, well, 10 meters would be nice. 10 meters has been out for the last 20 years. It's starting to come back. Let's see. 40's open, 20's open, 15 is sporadic. It's in and out. So while you have the knowledge of your tech, go for your general. Don't stop putting off. Well, I'll do it later. Study for it because it's fresh in your mind. And half the questions on the general were on the tech. So you read the whole thing, and you only have to learn half of it because you know half already.
Well, I might just go ahead and do that, but yeah. This is K-O-4-U-L-P.
Okay, K-2-S-S-T, I'm out. Bye.